Well, hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's March 2nd, 2021, and we appreciate you being here. Well, you knew all that anyway. Okay, thanks for tuning in today. Got a show with good friends of mine, Classroom Champions, great SEL company. We'll tell you all about them. They set me up with two wonderful people, wonderful ladies. Ella Maya is a sixth grade teacher out in Phoenix, Arizona, in the Cartwright School District, which I'm not familiar with. She's going to tell me about that. But she has been using Classroom Champions as a way to teach SEL, okay, social emotional learning, to her students, all right? And also one of the folks who works with Classroom Champions as a mentor, all right, a two-time Paralympic, God bless her, gold medal winning young lady named Deja Young, and she's going to be with us today too. So it's going to be a really, really terrific show about how Classroom Champions works, how important it is to mentor kids and get all these things done with social emotional learning. We're going to archive the show over at our website for the American Consortium for Equity in Education over at ACE-ED.org. Of course, it's free to go over there. It's free to join with us. It's free to read our magazine, which is an award-winning journal called Equity in Access. It's an online journal. Everything's over there at ace-ed.org, and you can follow us and see our Twitter and LinkedIn and all those icons. We have separate ones here just in case for Education Talk Radio, okay, and that would be on Twitter at EduTalk Radio, and on LinkedIn it's my name, Larry Jacobs, and on Facebook it's both my name, Larry Jacobs, and Education Talk Radio. We have all those different ones for me just to mix you up, okay, but all the icons are over there. Our podcasts are over there, etc., all at ace-ed.org. So let me say hello to these two lovely ladies. Okay, first we'll start with Ella. Hi, Ella. It's Larry here.
Hello.
How
Hi,
are
Larry.
You?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. I live in Maine, and I'm going to bet it's warmer in Arizona than it is where I live. What's the temperature today?
Right now, it's about 50 degrees. It's a lot warmer.
It is. It's about 58 degrees warmer.
I'll
okay,
have to give
so
that to
that,
my students
that's
math,
like a whole other
a
temperature
problem.
Warmer. Yeah, it's like a whole other temperature warmer. It's unbelievable. Okay.
Right.
And just before I get over to Deja, where is the Cartwright School District? Do I have that right? What is Cartwright School District? Go ahead.
We are a Title I school district right in the middle of Phoenix. It is in the Maryvale neighborhood. So, yeah, we are a K-8 school district.
Oh, wow. And it's a Title I school district in the middle of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a great district.
I'm sure it is, okay? Wow, terrific. Okay, and I just didn't know because it's at Phoenix. You know, I'm thinking, why is there a school district inside of Phoenix that's not called Phoenix? So thank you. That helps. We're going to talk about this. Okay, and one other question. I have a note here. How's your dog?
He's fine. I just dropped him off at the vet to get some stuff checked out, but he's great. He's my little companion.
I bet. What's his name?
His name is Pepper.
Hi, Pepper. Uncle Larry says hello. Okay, I just want you to know that. All right, there you go. You mentioned the dog. I know it's home alone. You got to be with the dog. It's terrible these days, but it'll all change. And Pepper's very happy, I'm sure. Deja, are you there?
I am there. Hello.
Hi, Deja. I'm Larry. Please call me Larry. It's a pleasure to have you here, young lady.
Hi, Larry. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I mean, you're just unbelievable. It's my honor and privilege. Can I just read a little bit about you to put this into perspective before we get into the social-emotional learning?
Okay, that sounds good.
Good. I don't want to say this because you're talking to a man right now who, if I get a splinter, I need to take about a week off. But I just want to talk to you about Deja, everybody, okay? It's unbelievable. Okay. Deja Young, my guest today, along with Ella, but Deja was born with brachial plexus injury that limits mobility in your shoulder. Okay, her case, her right shoulder. It ruins the ability to sprint. Remember, we're talking about a Paralympian here. Okay, she has won two gold medals, okay, in the Paralympics, but she also dealt with a suicide attempt and I'm glad that didn't work out for you, okay? She went on to win two golds in Rio, and then in 2017, you got into a serious car accident while driving to your school at Wichita State in Kansas, and then you went on to win two more gold medals at the Worlds. How do you do? You're amazing. That's what do you fly to work? Do you like wear a cape? Were you born on Krypton? Talk to me about this. What's going on here, Deja? How do you do this?
Thank you so much. I don't know. I think it's just the mindset that I have of just being determined and not really wanting to give up. And when I have my mindset on something, I'm gonna go get it, no matter what.
Well, you are incredible. Do you live in Kansas now? Where are you now?
No, so I graduated from Wichita State in 2018. I moved to California, but I recently just moved back to Texas in January. Oh. So now I am based back in Texas.
Which town?
So I'm in Killeen, so I'm like an hour away from Austin.
Oh, cool. Well, that is really cool. And I assume it's fairly warm there after last week's disaster.
Yes, it is. We've been in the 70s from there on out, so it's kind of back to the normal Texas weather.
And I know you're tough on all those, but how was it last week when all that stuff happened?
It was actually pretty tough, but I was very lucky.
Yeah.
My fiance and I, we were able to keep our power. We had water all the way up until about the end of the week, so we weren't out of water for too long. So it wasn't terrible. I mean, my fiance had a week off from work, so that was fun to be camped out in the house again. So I really can't complain. So it wasn't too bad.
He had a week off from work. He's a lifeguard. No, I'm just kidding. It's only kidding because it was terrible there. My God, we're used to that here. We lose power all the time in freezing weather here in Maine. But when that happens in Fort Provokes in Texas, that was just terrible. So I'm glad you guys are all done that. I hope it doesn't happen. No snow in Phoenix. Am I right? Am I right, Ellen? No snow in Phoenix.
There has been some snow. There was some a couple weeks ago up in North Phoenix, Scottsdale area. So it happens. It's not very often.
Well, it should happen. It's got to be weird, I'll tell you. So I'm going to talk to both of you. And, again, Ella's a sixth-grade teacher in the Cartwright School District. Deja's this wonderful Paralympian who's had an incredible life, okay? And it goes on and on and on. And we're talking about mental health, dealing with that through social-emotional learning, okay, through my good friends who set this up. Thanks, everybody. Classroom Champions. So I'll just ask the simple question. Deja, how'd you meet the folks at Classroom Champions?
It was through a mutual friend who also does Classroom Champions. He's one of my teammates. And so
talk a little louder so everybody can hear you. Talk right into your phone a little bit louder. Yeah. It's going to be easier.
Can you hear me now better?
Yes.
Okay,
I could hear you before, but it's going to be better this way. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So one of my teammates, he introduced me to Emily Cook. And from there, I started last summer. And from there, it's been a whirlwind. It's been so much fun. I can't wait to continue my journey with Classroom Champions. It's been amazing. And the kids are absolutely amazing.
And Classroom Champions brings folks like Deja, who will be mentors to kids in your classroom, everybody. ClassroomChampions.org. Okay, so please go over, check that out. We'll talk about this as we go on. How'd you find out about them, Ella?
I actually found out on Facebook. A friend of mine sent me a link. She had seen a post about it, and she's like, this is right up your alley.
Yeah.
So I am a huge ring head. I love the Olympics, and I use sports in my classroom all the time anyway. And she's like, look, this is everything that you love, and it has to do with your students. So I did it, and I am beyond thankful that I clicked on that link and filled out that application.
Ringhead? I never heard that phrase. I love that. Ringhead? I never heard that one before. That was great. I was thinking, what is a ringhead? Then you explained it. That is just super. And, you know, when you say it's right up your alley, this is interesting. Of course, the Olympics. Everybody loves the Olympics and all that. And I get that. But obviously, we're talking about social-emotional learning, and you're talking about a Title I school where you're a sixth or district, I should say, where you're a sixth-grade teacher. Okay? Just put the SEL, social-emotional learning, and if I might add, mental health needs involved in what you're doing, especially if I may this year. Ella?
I think it just fits. You know, we look at these athletes and think, you know, here they are competing on this, you know, world stage.
Yep.
And they come into our classrooms and share the struggles. They don't just share their successes. They talk about the struggles and how they have overcome each of those struggles and on the good days and on the bad days. And it shows the students as well, like, oh, I had a bad day too. I can do this. They have bad days.
Yeah.
And it just builds this connection. I think that's the most important thing. And I know Deja can speak on that too from a mentor standpoint, that connection that you see being built. And that's how you reach them, and then you can make the, you can just, it grows from there.
Talk to me, Deja, about resilience. You went through this, okay? And that's what really Ella's talking about. I mean, you had some down times in your life. You're really something, but there were some down times, obviously. You walked through them, and you, if I may, rebuilt yourself. Talk about resilience. And when you see kids, okay, you have to deal with kids, sixth graders, which, by the way, we all were one at some point. Okay, now they're going to be adolescents soon, which is even worse, I might add. Okay, as we all know. When you work with them and you see this, well, tell me what you see as you do this and how you work with this. Deja Young.
So I think kids are the most resilient individuals on this earth. They are so amazing and so open and so free and healing. So whenever I get to work with the kids, I see that they want to be heard and they want to be seen, especially with social emotional learning. It's so important right now to start building those relationships of talking about how you feel and the things that you go through. And as an athlete, we're seen as these superheroes that wear capes, but being able to talk about my emotions and feelings with the kids, it shows that, hey, mm-hmm. I'm just like you guys. So you guys can be just like me when you guys get older. You just have to listen to your teachers, get through school and do the right thing and be a good person. And you'll get there. And so being resilient has really helped me because I get to do things like this and work with amazing kids that are absolutely resilient. And just working really hard has really helped me get there. And seeing the hearts that I've touched and the voices that I've heard has really been amazing.
Well, it's so cool. Besides classroom champions, I don't know how to ask this question properly. Are you a full-time Olympian? How do you?
I am.
I don't know how to ask that question. I never asked that question before. Talk about that.
No, it's okay. I was training in Chula Vista full-time. I was living at the Olympic Training Center there. But due to COVID and a lot of things that have changed in protocols, I thought it would be best to be back home because I've accessed everything that I need here, and the weather's just as good, except for that 1 week. But, so I'm training full-time. I do Classroom of Champions. I do a lot of other side work, but my main priority is training for Tokyo this summer.
Wow. And I think Tokyo is going to come off, isn't it? Especially now with the vaccine. I don't know what's going on in Japan, but what's happening with Tokyo, if I may ask?
Tokyo is in full force. It's happening.
Good.
We're getting updates every week. Everything seems to be going well. Our startup date is still the same. So I'm really excited.
Good.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be the best one yet, I believe.
Oh, that's cool. And are they inoculating Olympic athletes? You guys are in such good shape, but I'm just curious. You're mostly young.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Are you going to get vaccinated soon? Are they prioritizing Olympians?
Right now, it's up to us, optional, but I know they have some things in progress that will give us Olympians and Paralympians here in the state the option to get vaccinated through the USOPC. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great.
Yes, it's going to be great. You know, we're so proud of you guys, and especially this crazy year. Okay, it's just going to make it that much nuttier. Okay, before we even forget, good luck with all that stuff with there. And Deja, let me go back. Okay, Ella, let me ask you. Okay, how are your kids relate to Deja? And she's interesting in a lot of reasons. A, she's an African American. B, she's a female. And C, she's a wonderful mentor because she's an Olympian. Okay, so you've got three wonderful things to deal with in a Title I school that really puts the world in perspective in terms of what these kids can accomplish. When the kids meet her and talk to her, what comes up? How do you guide them along as their educator working with classroom champs? And this is for Ella.
I have not gotten to have Deja as a mentor yet. I will put that.
Oh,
but
I'm
do
sorry.
Have our mentor. It's okay. Our mentor this year is also a Paralympian, is Lex Gillette. And he's a blind long jumper. So,
yep.
Yeah, so he, you know, but I've worked with Deja in other capacities through this before. And so I think just the main thing is just letting the mentors introduce themselves. They do such a great job at Classroom Champions selecting mentors that are there for that purpose. They're great at it. For nothing else. They're not there for notoriety, for recognition. Yeah. They're not there for anything but to connect with those students. And they do such an amazing job where it gets to the point where the students, and I'm sure Deja's, you know, mentor teacher feels the same way. I could tell my students, turn in this assignment or you need to get this done. Or, you know, I believe in you. And they're like, okay. But you say, oh, Lex said this or Deja said this. And it's like the world moved. You know, they become another trusted and respected adult in our classroom, even though they may never step foot in that classroom. And I think that that just speaks volumes of the amazing program that is and how that connection is just, it becomes authentic immediately.
Right. I just looked up. I wasn't familiar, but you mentioned Lex Gillette, who is your mentor. Okay, do you know him, Deja?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know him, Deja?
Yes, so that was actually the teammate who got me connected with the Classroom of Champions.
Ah, there you go. There's the connection. Okay, thank you, ladies. Okay, I just have to read this again. A man we have to look up to. Lex is a totally blind long jumper, and again, he is an African American gentleman. All right, and let me go back and ask the question. When the kids see that, okay, and are your kids, describe the demographics of your class. Please, Ella.
My class is, I have 27 students, and this is, you know, typical of our school and of our school district. And out of those students, I have one African-American and one Caucasian student, and the rest are Latinx, Mexican-American,
yeah.
Hispanic.
Okay, so they see this wonderful guy, okay? And how do the kids react to this? These are sixth-grade kids, and this guy's an incredible athlete. I'm sure a terrific guy as well. Okay, how do the kids react? I mean, they got to be like in awe, all right, of this.
Oh, they are. They get really nervous when we have our live chats. They're like, oh, we're going to be talking to Lex. Oh, we're going to be talking to, you know, whatever mentor it may be at that time, and they get really nervous, but within moments, it's as if it's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal.
He's a good
guy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they all are. Every mentor I've had has just been able to create this, you know, persona of I'm like you. And I think that, again, makes
it
even more powerful.
Wow. Are there other teachers in the school district using Classroom Champions or just you?
We have one other teacher in our district who is doing the mentorship program like I am, where we have our own dedicated mentor. However, our entire district this year implemented Classroom Champions SEL Plus Foundations program. So every teacher in our district has access to a part of the program, which is pretty awesome.
Well, I love your school district. They really care. Right?
They do.
Whoever's the school board, the superintendent, the cabinet, and the teachers. Okay, it's just that's just wonderful that you're using such a good company and see the need for this and make it happen. Deja, when you go in, and again, you were a sixth grader, but it's a while back, like all of us. Okay. What are the questions that are coming to you? How do you interact with the kids? How do they interact with you, Deja?
The kids are so much fun. I've had a couple of video chats with them last year and this year, but a lot of the questions are asking, have I always wanted to do track and field? If I wasn't doing track and field, what would I be doing? Or what's my favorite color? What's my favorite food? Do I have pets? Like all kinds of questions that are under the sun, and I'm very open. So whatever questions they ask, I am more than willing to ask. And it's so funny because we only get like, I think it's like 30 minutes I get with them to do like a video chat. And it's like, I want to answer all the questions. So I don't mind sitting here for an hour, hour and a half to sit and answer all their questions because it's so much fun. And I want them to know that I'm a person too, and I can understand that right now is a tough time for them.
Oh,
because I can imagine being in school right now during COVID and not being able to hang out with my friends and have kind of that normal school life. So anything I can do to make their day, I definitely will.
Yeah, it's really something. Where are you doing your work now for Classroom Champions? I thought you were working with Ella's class, but you're not. So where are you working now?
No. So my class is in Wisconsin, I believe. Yes.
That's not the same as Phoenix. Dress warm.
No.
Yeah.
It is very cold there.
I know it's all virtual. Okay. Well, and so describe the kid. Can you describe the kids you're working with?
I think they're so awesome. They're funny. They're smart. There's also a set of twins in the class that I'm working with, and I didn't know. And I was talking to one, and I was like, wait a minute, one of them has the same face as you. And the teacher is like, yeah, they're twins. And I was like, I thought I was losing my mind. They're absolutely awesome. And I have to correct myself. I believe they're in Washington and not Wisconsin. I'm so sorry. But
that's okay. Washington?
Yes. They are so amazing.
It still starts with a W. That's all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And still cold.
It's okay. Yeah. Okay. That is really cool. I just got to tell you. And how do you position? You know, the kids are really interested. I'll ask Deja this. The kids are really interested in you. Okay. But the teachers, okay, want the kids to understand that you are going to help them build resilience, build better mental health, if I may, okay, be safer, be better about themselves. And, you know, the kids are really interested in you. How do you balance those two things, Deja, as you're talking to them? Or and I'll ask Ella the same thing because she has to set that stuff up with Lex, okay? But how do you do it as you go in there? Do you have a goal in mind or you're just going to, like, freeform with them, okay, when you talk to them, Deja?
I try to be as much free as possible just because I want them to know that I'm trying to understand on their level. As same as their teachers, like I want them to have fun and I want them to still realize that you can have fun while achieving your goals. And that's one of my main things. If you're not having fun with what you're doing, most likely aren't supposed to be doing that. If it's not fun for you, maybe you should try something else. So when I try to incorporate fun into the goals that they're doing, they can realize, like, hey, maybe I don't like this much, but I like reading more and doing this more than the other thing that I have my goals set for. So maybe I can change my goals to reading more books versus playing more video games or doing something else. So trying to incorporate that fun into their goal making and their perseverance and their resilience is so important.
Yeah, and obviously these are crazy times for everybody. All right, and we're all limited in some degree. I have to ask, Deja, as this year has gone by, obviously your routine has changed, okay? And what has changed in terms of your routine, and are you able to share that with the kids?
So my routine has definitely changed a lot, especially with me moving from California, where my training group is, to here in Texas, basically by myself. My fiancé will come run with me sometimes, but it's usually just me. And just letting them know that, yeah, I'm doing this by myself right now, but I'm not alone. And I want them to know that they're not alone. I think that's really important to emphasize on because isolation, we're all in isolation right now, and it feels like we're all so alone. But I want them to realize that we're all going through the same exact thing, but their feelings are still just as valid. And that's how I've been trying to incorporate my training and what I'm doing here with them in class and virtual learning and trying to communicate that.
Well, thank you. You're really something, and you really are. And Ellen, let me go back to you. How has all of this, okay, and I know it's all positive, but I'm just, if you can come up maybe with something anecdotal or whatever, you know, how has this impacted your kids? I mean, and your kids, and maybe you can describe this, like it's a Title I district, it's mostly Latino kids, okay, I imagine they're tough economic times right in the center of Phoenix. I may be wrong there, but I have a feeling. Okay, and you know, you had to teach, I don't know, are you teaching them virtually and all that? Just talk about the situation now and how all this has impacted them, I'm sure for the positive, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, we have been virtual. It will be a year on March 15th.
Happy anniversary.
Coming up to pretty much this coming week, a year since I've stepped foot in my classroom to teach. I've been teaching from home since then, and you know, it's been tough. It has been tough. However, you know, Classroom Champions has always been a program that has, you know, been done virtually to begin with. So they were ahead of the game on
excellent
that.
Point.
So it was nice
excellent
to be able
point.
To just, yeah, to just, you know, bring that into my classroom again this year. And, you know, especially like Deja mentioned earlier, you know, these kids are resilient and tough. And there are some struggles with, you know, the motivation turning in work. That is the hard part. However, my main goal this year and has been their emotional well-being. You know,
good
if they
you.
Show up, I'm
good
happy.
For you.
I mean, if I show up, I'm happy for myself because I'm struggling too, and I share my struggles. And like Deja said, they just want to be seen and heard and respected and valued. And that is what this whole thing does. It just puts the students ahead of everything else. And, you know, going back and balancing my own routine of taking care of myself, you can get into some serious funks just being at home and not, rolling out of bed and sitting in front of your computer. But I have to make sure that I am at my best so that I can be the best for my students. So then they can in turn see, you know what, I'm going to try today because she's here. And we see each other, you know, it is that thing. And I think that Clashing Champions has really done a good job of on the fly as well, making their documents and all of the handouts that we usually copy and print out or whatever made so that we can do it digitally. And they have completely, I mean, from one minute to the next, it's like, here's all this stuff that you can use virtually. And as a teacher, I feel seen and heard and respected. So then I can do that for my students as well.
I think that's important what you just said, that as a teacher, you feel seen and heard and respected and you deserve all that. And it has been, and actually, it was a question I was going to ask you. But when you work with Lex is a perfect example as well. When you work with Lex, the things that he's saying to your kids, your students, he's also saying to you, all right? And this has been a tough year, all right, as we all know and as you well mentioned, okay? And it's tough on teachers, too. I mean, let's face it. Like you said, there's no camaraderie, per se. We're all stuck in, all right? And I'm curious of the impact of working with a company like Classroom Champions on you as the educator. And also, if you have thoughts, you must have talked about this perhaps with some of your colleagues. I mean, it has to have something on you, you know, impact on you.
It has, this is my seventh year in Classroom Champions. And every year I have had the opportunity, you know, to go to Calgary and do our conference. And, you know, for the last couple of years, we haven't. Right now I'd be getting ready to go to Calgary in April. And that is one thing that I do look forward to because the Classroom Champions community has become my support system. They are my people. When I'm having a bad day, when I'm struggling with something to do with my students, we text each other at all hours. We have become, and some of them I've never met in person. And it is just this support system that is invaluable because as teachers, we have to take care of ourselves. My mental health has gone up and down this year. And there are days when I feel like I don't know if I want to get out of bed.
Absolutely.
But I can just get a text or a tweet or, you know, a text group and it is like, okay, we're doing it. And we just have to remind ourselves, and we say this all the time within our little group, is it's okay to not be okay. We're going to have those days. And it's okay to be sad, to be down, to be stressed, to be anxious. It is okay because you have people that are holding you up. And I think that, aside from what they do for my students, that is important because, again, they're helping me so that then I can bring Lex into the classroom and be there for their questions and their answers and their concerns.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I'm going to say this to everybody, okay? If you wake up in the morning and you just don't feel like getting out of bed because of all the funk, just Google Deja Young. Read about her. What do you think? Yeah,
definitely. I concur.
Alexa,
they can Google Deja. They can, any of these Classroom Champions mentors, any of them will give you, you know, a little pep talk that you need. They have that way of just, I get chills when I hear any of them speak. And, you know, having had that interaction with so many of these Olympians and Paralympians for as many years, you know,
amazing,
I'm not in any way bragging, but I've gotten to meet so many of them and I still pinch myself. I still cannot believe that I can look at my phone and Lex has texted me or Steve Messler has texted me. It is just a surreal moment that these things happen and that I get to be a part of this. It's very humbling.
It may be humbling, but I'll say this. You are really something, and Deja will agree with me, okay? You as a teacher are, and she'll agree with me, are equally important. You yourself, and everything you've been saying so far today, you are a role model, and you're a mentor, okay? And the power of you and the classroom champions, okay, whether it's Lex or in Washington and wherever else Deja's going to work. I mean, it's just the power of this, okay, it's just amazing. I want to thank you both for this. It's just incredible what's going on. Okay, so you're getting in shape, Deja? You're going to carry my banner on your back as you run, as you do the 100? Is that correct? Going to win us another goal?
I'm getting in shape for sure. It's been a journey. So we'll see.
Right. You're going to have a blast, and I know you're going to do just great. And it's so exciting to have you on the show. And thank you for everything you've done for kids, everything you've done for yourself and for the country. I mean, you really are a terrific role model, as is Ella, who works in the Title I school. And look at this young lady, how incredible you are. Okay, both of you, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Believe me, ladies. Thanks a million. Take care. Be safe, please, both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Deja. Nice talking to you again.
Bye. Nice talking to you again as well.
See you later. Bye. Okay. Two wonderful ladies. Educator Ella Maya. Title I school district called Cartwright School District, right in the heart of Phoenix. Okay, using Classroom Champions, classroomchampions.org, for quite a while now, as is the full district. And Deja Young, who is a Paralympian gold medalist at the Olympics and heading off to Tokyo. What can I say? All right, what incredible people. Okay, both of them. They're both Classroom Champions, classroomchampions.org. Okay, we're at ace-ed.org where we'll archive this. Just amazing. Okay, thank you, ladies. Thank you, Classroom Champions. Everybody, like I said, stay safe.